The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. The median sales price of a home in Q1 of 2024 was over $420,000. I know for many of you, homes sell for way more than that where you live. The great news is that there are plenty of places where you can buy properties with good cash flow in great areas for $100,000 or less. I'm coming out with a free training in a few weeks that's going to teach you exactly what you need to do to invest out of state successfully. And you can watch it at your own pace. In the meantime, I have two free resources that I want you to download today. The first is a remote landlord's toolkit. This toolkit is going to empower you to overcome the concerns that you have about managing rental properties remotely. The second is the creative financing playbook. This is going to provide you with proven strategies to finance your real estate deals. You can find the links to these resources in the description of this episode, or you can go to blackrealestatedialogue.com and hit the resources tab. So be sure to download your free resources today. I mean, it's free, right? You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Download your guys today.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 199. We are almost at 200, which is crazy to think about. Appreciate all your support, whether this is your first episode, your 10th episode, your 100th episode. I appreciate your support, and all of it means a whole lot to me, and I want you to know that. So thank you again. If you haven't already, do me a huge favor and leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are listening to this show. It helps us go up in the rankings, it helps us reach more people, and it helps us ultimately spread this message all over the world. It takes just a moment, and if you do leave that 5-star rating and review, be sure to send me a screenshot of your submission, and my email is in the show notes. When you send that to me via email, I will reply and send you a free training on how to find and evaluate properties. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Another exciting update is that I had the opportunity last week to attend the Major League Soccer inaugural 2023 Business, Venture, and Entrepreneurial Seminar in LA. It was absolutely incredible. There were sessions for the players on a variety of topics, on real estate, on raising money for startups, and just a variety of different things. And the goal of the event was to help the former players who are going through their various areas of transition after playing professional sports. And they were also former players who were talking about their experiences, and even current players there. So I had a great time. I got to network with some current and former players. Got to shout out my guy Shadozi for getting me into that room. If anybody has connections or you work for the NBA or the NFL, hit me up. I would love to get involved in more of these events with professional athletes because I'm a big sports fan. So just wanted to share that with you all, and it was a great experience being in that room. All right. So a lot of interesting updates from FHA that I'm going to talk about on this episode. So I'm not going to hold you any longer. Without further ado, let's get into it. Federal Housing Authority, also known as FHA, has announced their 2024 loan limits. My name is Sam and I'm an out-of-state investor. I've been investing since 2019. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Before we get into this episode, if you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review. And also, make sure you stay till the end. I have some bonus information updates I'll be sharing about the FHA 203K loan. All right, so let's jump right into it. FHA is required to update their loan limits every year. So today we're going to talk about what those loan limits are and, as always, how it impacts you as an investor. So let's check out the limits. you'll also notice is there is a low cost area floor and a high cost area ceiling. So based on where you are, it could be considered a low cost area or a high cost area. I'm going to talk about the search tool that you can access to see if you are in a low cost area or a high cost area. If you're in somewhere like New York City or California, Los Angeles, or San Francisco, somewhere like that, obviously you're in a high cost area. And if you're in somewhere like Ohio, you're probably in a low cost area. But there is a search tool that is available that can show you exactly what it is. So the way we'll go on this chart, we'll go by each unit line, and then we'll talk about the low cost area floor and the high cost area ceiling, and then the exceptions that are being made for Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. All right. So the low cost area floor for one unit is $498,257, and the high cost area ceiling for one unit is $1,149,825. So what this means is that if you are in a low cost area, you need to have a loan of at least $498,257 in order to be able to get an FHA loan. Hopefully that makes sense. So let's go down to two units. For two units, it is $637,950 for the low cost area floor. So that's the minimum for a low cost area. And then the high cost area ceiling, or the maximum, is $1,472,250. And then for three units, it is $771,125. That's the low cost area floor. And then the high cost area ceiling is $1,779,525. Lastly, the four units is $958,350 for the low cost area floor. And then the high cost area ceiling is a little bit over $2.2 million. Now, for Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands, the ceiling is a bit over $1.7 million for one unit, for two units, a bit over $2.2 million, and for three units, a bit over $2.6 million, and for four units, a bit over $3.3 million. So as I mentioned earlier, the best way to know what the limits are in your area is to search. And so I am going to provide the link for where you can search for your area in the description of the episode. So don't worry about having to figure it out now. So up next, we're going to talk about what this means for you as an investor. Before we do that, if you haven't already, make sure you go to the link in the description to download my brand new guide that's going to guide you through how to buy your first or next investment property in 2024. It's completely free. So go to the link in the description and download that really quick. All right. So what this means for you as an investor, it's very important to be aware of these loan limits, because you cannot exceed these loan limits if you want to have an FHA loan. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that an FHA loan is an owner-occupant loan. What does that mean? That means you need to live inside one of the units if you're getting a 2-4 unit property, or if you are getting a single family home, that you need to live inside the home. Even if you want to rent the other rooms out, or if you don't want to rent the rooms out, it needs to be your primary residence. If it is not your primary residence, that is mortgage fraud. And I don't want you all to get into that kind of trouble. All right. Now, the great thing about the FHA loan is that it allows you to put down as little as 3.5% down, if you didn't know. And it can be tremendously helpful, especially if you're in a higher cost area that requires a lot of money to get a 5, 10, or 20% down payment. So this is something that can be very advantageous to you. As I always say, if you plan to get a multi-unit property, you need to make sure that you can actually afford the mortgage, because tenants may not always pay. It may take you time to find tenants if you have a vacant property or a vacant 2-4 unit. So you want to make sure you have those extra reserves and that you have money set aside for when things happen. All right, time for the bonus content. Before we get into the bonus content, I want to break down in detail the FHA 203K loan. There may be many of you who are not familiar with it. Maybe you've heard of it, but you don't really know the nitty gritty. So I'm going to set our foundation and explain the various aspects of the program in detail. And then we'll talk about some of the changes that are being proposed for the FHA 203k loan. The FHA 203k loan allows you to combine the cost of the purchase of the property and the rehab and put it into one loan. I'm going to walk through an example so you can kind of picture what it is I'm talking about. All right. So let's say you purchased the property for $20,000 and it costs $40,000 to rehab. The total loan will be based on $240,000 rather than the $200,000 purchase price, because it's allowing you to include the cost of the rehab into the loan. And this is great because you don't have to come out of pocket to rehab the property. They're financing it for you and just adding it into the loan. And for those of you who don't know, appreciation is the increase in the value of a property. So by buying and renovating this property, there's a great opportunity to increase its value. We're going to look at another example just so it can make more sense to you. So let's say you purchased a property for $200,000. You put $40,000 of work into it in order to rehab the property, and the property is now worth $300,000. What that means is that the property appreciated, the value of it increased by $100,000, because originally you purchased it for $200,000 and that's what it was worth. And after putting work in, it's now worth $300,000. So the FHA 203k loan, depending on the level of rehab, gives you an opportunity to increase the value of the property. So now it's kind of a domino effect. So you are able to put that rehab cost into the loan. You also may be able to increase the value of that property. And if you are able to increase the value of that property through the rehab, you may also increase the equity that you have in that property. So equity means the difference between what the property is worth and what you owe on the mortgage. So let's look at a quick example as well. For the sake of simplicity, let's say you owe $100,000 on your mortgage and the home is worth $200,000. That means that you have $100,000 in equity in the property. So as you can see, there's a number of benefits to the FHA 203k loan program. All right, now that we got the basics down, let's get into a couple of the exciting updates that are being proposed to the program. The first proposed update is increasing the maximum allowable rehabilitation costs for the limited 203k program from $35,000 to $50,000. And then this would be $75,000 in high cost areas to address increased cost associated with repairs. So I think this is great because the cost of labor has gone up, the cost of materials has gone up. And for those of you who may be doing more extensive rehabs, this will be great to know that there's going to be more money set aside or allocated towards renovating the property. So I think that's really great, especially for those in those high cost areas. I'm sure that $75,000 will go a long way. And then the next thing, allowing 203k consultant fees to be included in the financed mortgage amount for the limited 203k loan program, as is currently permissible in the standard 203k program. So we're going to talk about the difference between the limited and standard program. I'm sure you've noticed and are probably wondering the same. So don't worry, in just a moment, I got you. But I want to break this down. So the 203K consultant basically is helping you as the buyer throughout the whole process, throughout the rehab process, through the entire process of getting this whole thing done. So the fee for them now can be included in the finance mortgage amount, which is great. And it looks like it's already something that's allowed in the standard program, but it's also going to be allowed for the limited program. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the difference between the standard and the limited program. The standard 203K is used for properties that need major remodeling or structural repairs. The limited 203K is used for new roofing, new appliances, or cosmetic repairs such as painting. So the standard is for the larger rehab. The limited is for the smaller rehab, the more cosmetic, light things. So that's a good way for you to differentiate it in your mind. All right, so we got one more update that I want to talk about that's being proposed with the 203K program. So this is a game changer. Increasing the allowable rehabilitation period for the standard 203K program from 6 months to 10 months, and for the limited 203K program, from 6 months to 7 months, to account for longer repair and rehabilitation timeframes that are common for more complex projects. So I think this is fantastic news. I really think this is great that the time is going to be extended, especially for that standard program. As we saw just now, there's larger rehab that's involved in that particular program. And to get an additional 4 months is awesome. I mean, hopefully it doesn't take that long, but hey, it's good to have that extra time if it does take that long. All right, that's all for today. Hopefully that was informative. My goal was, of course, to share all these new updates with you, but really to break things down so you understand, especially if this is information you haven't been exposed to before. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, make sure you leave us that 5-star rating and review. And again, another reminder, make sure you download my free guide that's going to help you get your first or your next investment property in 2024. The link is below in the description. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.